Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Tony Bruno, who's got an umbrella.
All right, man, I got the Furco Spring Band is down here in Southwest Florida. Happy days are here again. Let's go up the parkway. Did they clear out all the people? Wait a minute. Is De Niro there? Is Gaga still there? Is Oprah still there? Happy days are here again, kids. Let's go down to 2 Street. Let's go all the way up to Conchi. I want everybody out there in the streets today. Let me put my damn umbrella down.
Damn umbrella.
All right, brother, how you feeling? I'm getting the sense that it's nothing but good vibes, joy, hope, and change. How you feeling, Mr. Bruno?
I feel good. I mean, I jokingly yesterday said, I'm going to just not watch any TV, which I didn't. Because, you know, when you start watching TV when the polls open, you know, that's like going to an Eagles tailgate at 9 a.m. for an 8:30 game. You know, plus there's no booze. Right. You just can't drink that much to get ready for an election. And, you know, I said I'm going to wake up, I'm going to set the alarm for 3 a.m. And I was pretty close, but I was up, but I was watching SpongeBob. I'm not BSing. I was watching SpongeBob for after here in Florida where we had the election results like 1 minute after the polls closed. You know, Florida leads the way. I mean, this used to be the epicenter of bad elections, right? We couldn't get anything done right. And I can say we because I live here now. I'm a resident, even though the Pennsylvania Democrats called me like every 5 minutes to ask if I was voting for Kamala Harris. And I recorded a lot of those calls and I put it all over my Twitter account. And it was fun. But again, I'm not going to call people names. You know, I'm not going to take a victory lap because the bottom line is the people spoke. And this was a bloodbath. Can we use the word bloodbath now in proper context?
Oh, man.
But we have a lot of losers. First of all, I want to thank Scott, the guy.
Scott Pressler.
Should forget about getting money for a car for the guy. Scott Pressler is the hero Philadelphia and Pennsylvania was looking for. Scott Pressler almost single-handedly helped flip Pennsylvania back to the Republicans. The work he did, and meanwhile, you know, Kamala Harris was giving away millions of dollars to celebrities to come up and not even sing. This guy got $100,000, and how much is he worth now to the Trump administration, what he did here?
Oh, he's invaluable. You can't put a price tag on that, Tony.
I remember, yeah. I used to talk to Scott back, you know, he was coming to Philadelphia back when I was living in my basement in South Philly, and he was doing street cleanups. That's how he started. He was going around the country. I used to have the Bruno Broom Brigade when I was at 1210. We would go out and clean, you know, local parks and local, basketball areas, you know, where there was trash and dirt. And so he was doing stuff, cleanups in the Philadelphia area, helping people clean up trash. And then all of a sudden, you know, he moves to Pennsylvania full time and goes out. So he got the Amish involved. The Amish mafia was representing Lancaster. And so he's, to me, the unsung hero for the state of Pennsylvania, for those people. He is. He's an amazing, amazing guy. And Linda Kearns, she was active yesterday, too, on social media. Mm-hmm. She did a great job. And the poll watchers, after all the hanky-panky, and I'm glad that's all cleared up. The one thing I was worried about, guys, at 3 a.m., actually when Trump got up, I was flipping around at that point. Because MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, none of them called Trump as the winner.
Right.
They were still after he got to 266 or two, uh, what was it, 266, and he only needed four more.
Mm-hmm.
Then they called Hawaii right away, and that was it. He got to 270. But if you were watching CNN, MSNBC, all the media that has now basically exposed itself as the frauds that they are, the real enemy within, the enemy of the people, the Philadelphia Inquirer Board, all of these mainstream media people should be absolutely ashamed of themselves. But they're not. Because they were on there last night still going crazy that Trump was going to declare victory even though he didn't have the vote. So this Trump campaign, which did everything perfectly, they waited. They waited until it got to 270 before they even thought about going up there. Because all they were saying was, well, you know, Trump's going, he's going to take a victory lap and he hasn't even won yet. You know, and Rachel Maddow's neck was growing. I haven't seen her neck get that long since I was in a Toys R Us and I saw the giraffe. What was his name? The Toys R Us giraffe?
I remember that guy.
Jeffrey.
The giraffe.
Yeah, Jeffrey. Yeah.
Jeffrey. Not Jeffrey Lurie.
No.
Oh, by the way, how about playing golf?
Yeah.
Jeffrey Lurie playing golf with Obama. By the way, the biggest losers. We got to go first, Kamala and Waltz.
Yep.
Yeah.
Am I right here?
Yes.
I got my loser list right here.
Let's do it.
We wrote it down. He wrote it down.
We love lists on the radio.
I made a list.
This is like Arya, Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Let's go to the list.
Shane, first of all, I want to thank Barack and Michelle Obama. What a great closing argument you guys had out there. I want to thank Bill and Hillary. And I want to thank the drunk Bush daughter, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Pennsylvania Democrats, Oprah, Springsteen, Bon Jovi, Beyonce, J-Lo, De Niro, the Avengers, the political information complex. I mean, there's just not enough hate to go around.
I do like a rap.
The Avengers. We never
the Avengers,
played that.
Right off.
We never played that clip, but all the Avengers got together. And,
all the Avengers...
Yeah.
Go back to being fake people. And who's the other guy? Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell. He should change his name to F-E-R-A-L. All of these people, all the last minute, the Parkway, and all the entertainers and the crowds. What did they do? This proves one thing. Hillary Clinton did it back in 2016, and then they trotted out this same, let's get all the celebrities out there, and this is going to lock it up. And then it didn't. It absolutely backfired. Lady Gaga, all these people are proven. Ben Stiller, all these white men for Harris, they're losers. And they know they're losers. But I'm not going to... I'm trying to be nice here.
Yeah, yeah.
Michael Keaton. How about Michael Keaton?
Yeah, take all that, Bruce
people,
Wayne.
All, yeah, I mean, come on. Proving that we should never, ever listen any celebrity endorsements, except Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan closed the deal.
He did. That's true.
He did.
You know, closer.
Your thoughts, I got to get your thoughts on one of your favorite individuals that you left off your list, and I'm surprised you did, and Dom Giordano's very angry that you don't have him right at the top of the list. How about the enemy
I had like 2 hours sleep.
Yeah.
I'm making a list and keeping it twice. You know, you got to make, the list has to be, you know, the list comes for all. But, you know, by the way, women, the big story last night was women buy milk and eggs more than they get abortions. I think that was one
you.
Of the other messages that was delivered last night.
Thank you for
and
that
so
genius
Florida,
statistic.
Thank you. Well, you know, but the bottom line is this. People went out and voted, and it wasn't, you know, this was a mandate. This wasn't, oh, he just, you know, the funny thing is the whole... What we're going to see is that Timu Obama, what's his name? The guy who's not going to be the House Speaker. They thought he was going to... Hakeem Jeffries,
yeah.
Sit down.
Yeah, boy.
Get out, Hakeem Jeffries. Chuck Schumer, he's going to stay in the Senate, but he's not going to be the Senate President anymore.
That's right. Why he was sucking up at that big Al dinner,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
that's why
that.
He knew he was sucking
exactly.
up
to socializing
Trump.
With Hitler.
Yep.
I thought that was a no-no. I guess not. Yeah, yeah. Tony. What about Larry Krasner? Larry Krasner.
Krasner.
Oh, f around and find out.
Larry Krasner.
You're going to find out if you try to do a militia.
Larry Krasner, first of all, got his ass handed to him in the court of law trying to sue Elon Musk. This little strapper, you know, thinks he's a powerful guy. He's got no juice.
He's got
no juice at all.
Zero juice.
This guy should be run out of... Where's Jim Kenney, by the way? How come Jim Kenney didn't come back and support Kamala?
He's smart.
How come all these people?
He's in the burbs having his Prosecco. Leave him alone. Leave him out of this.
I mean, yeah, I mean, where's, let me, I got some other people. Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
I mean, I'll
yes.
tell you, he's a good looking lesbian. You got to give me this. There's ever an aging lesbian.
He does.
Bon Jovi is the prettiest lesbian I've ever seen.
Really
man.
Does look like
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Where's Taylor Swift at this morning? Has Taylor Swift conceded the election yet?
No, but what's his name's mother in the box? You saw that the other night, right?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes' mother in the box. Woo! Everybody's talking about Taylor Swift and all the. By the way, one thing that I'm glad that we're going to see. Hopefully the NFL, starting with the Thursday night game, will get the stinking vote, and it takes all of us crap out of the end zone.
Yes.
I mean, you know, that's what it was. The NFL, they use the power of everybody, celebrities, important politicians, the media. There has never been a more concerted effort to try to stop a man and the people. But, the good thing is the people voted, and they said what they said. This is not just a bloodbath. It's an absolute, wrecked. This is what, give me some other terms to describe what happened last night.
Biblical beatdown.
Molly whopped.
It was a
Molly whopped.
Polaxed. How about polaxed? I like that one.
How about a boat racing?
Boat racing.
I love boat racing.
Can I just ask, Tone, because you're, born and raised South Philadelphia, but I just wonder for you, thinking about the air conditioning, I heard more Philadelphia moms talking about the fact that, they're giving all this money, Biden, Harris, to others, even, Ukraine, this and that, and we don't have the air conditioning. How much do you, things like that, as far as show me the money moments that Philadelphia, because the vote didn't come out for Philadelphia. Is that something like that unique in Philadelphia? You know what I mean? Does that, what does that say to you? The fact that we don't have the air conditioning in our schools.
It says to me that people, that's because the problem is the media doesn't care about that. The local media, the corrupt Daily Philadelphia Inquirer. How about that emergency editorial? Did you see that the other day? Yeah. We have an emergency editorial. The Inquirer, the Philadelphia Inquirer board, whatever. We will give you the newspaper for 6 months. For $1. They can't even give the Inquirer away. When they were out there with their emergency opinion, the Inquirer opinion editorial board has an emergency. You got to stop Donald Trump. And oh, by the way, if you'd like to subscribe, how about we give you 6 months for $1? 6 months for $1. That's not enough to buy Will Bunch a croissant.
Oh.
That's not enough for him to get a cup of coffee at Wawa.
Oh. Wawa, very good. Nice sponsor reference. Thank you, sir.
There you go.
Thank you. Love Wawa. We got more Wawas down here than they do in Philly now.
I'm also wondering, Tony, from the NBA crowd, LeBron James.
Yeah, LeBron.
Where's
LeBron?
Where's Greg Popovich, the Spurs coach?
You guys are really spiking the football today.
Steve Kerr.
What say you, all the NBA players?
Man.
What say you? I need, the list is just getting started. This list, I believe, Santa Claus won't have a list the way I will compose one. And again, I'm not looking for retribution. I don't want people thrown into jail. I just want people to realize that common sense prevailed. That's what this is about.
Uh-huh.
Common sense.
Tony Bruno and the funky Comadina.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. They tried to prop up a candidate, and at the end of the day, it becomes night, and it's getting dark earlier, which I hate.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, people saw through Kamala Harris. She was the most transparent, fraudulent candidate ever put forward. Had nothing to do with her being a woman, had nothing to do with her color, skin color. And hopefully, the good news, the best news, speaking of list, Mayorkas is gone. Mayor Pete is gone.
Oh.
Dr. Richard Levine is gone.
Oh,
all of these crumb bums who have been trying to destroy the country with the woke nonsense.
Mayor Pete!
Mayor Pete. There's still some pothole. Who to judge? It's time for Mayor Pete to go back to South Bend and fill up the potholes.
Oh.
He gone. Look at the trash that's being taken out now. Especially Mayorkas. The fact, on day one, I think Mayorkas should be fired now. The people have spoken.
Well, what
Mayorkas, all of these other Crumb Creek cowards are now going to be looking for work. And Liz Cheney.
Yeah.
How about Liz Cheney? How about that? How about this coalition? Liz Cheney, Beyonce, people being paid money. As you said, Dawn, people in Philadelphia, the kids are in school. Mm-hmm. The air conditioning's not worked. There's asbestos. They don't want any school choice. School choice, you know, it's all about my body, my choice. But the choices are only about abortion. They're not about schools. They're not about not taking injections or COVID vaccines without facing being fired or being condemned by people. And so don't give me that you're the party of choice. You're the party of jackasses. I think the Democratic Party, died last night. It died at 1 a.m. Eastern time, and they are in full disarray. And the media has exposed itself as totally irrelevant. Every newspaper, every columnist, every talking head, people on MSNBC, the two guys, what do they call themselves? The two guys who write on presidential history, the historians, they'll not be able to write any more books about history. I mean, the histrionics is what we're talking about. All of these morons on it. I can't wait for The View. Today, The View will have the highest ratings ever. I want to see Whoopi Goldberg spontaneously combust like the movie Scanners. Remember the movie Scanners with everybody's head blows up? I want to see the entire cast of The View beg for forgiveness and then pull the plug. ABC should just throw the switch at the end of the show and put those cows out the pasture.
Put those heifers out the pasture. You know, I never do this, Don Stens, and I never mandate, but I mandate that today at 11 a.m. during your show, you pot up The View, and you and Dan can do running commentary.
Yes, we could. We can have some fun with that.
Well, you know, Morning Joe and all those nutcases. You know, the amazing thing is Mika. How's Mika doing?
She's all in black tone.
She's all in black.
Oh, she should.
Oh, she's grieving.
How's Mika doing?
How's Mika?
Tony. Mika. Let me hear you say it one time, Tony. How does it feel, Mika? Give it to me one time.
How does it feel, Josh Shapiro? How does it feel being shafted by your own party so that they could put up the prancing queen, Tim Walz? You know, Tim Walz still has a job. But will we see or hear from... I heard that the reason Kamala Harris did not give a concession speech, she couldn't figure out which accent to use. So she didn't know where she was going to give a concession speech as an Indian woman, as a black woman, as a prosecutor. She stood for nothing, and now she's sitting down and done. Get out. Get out. The most amazing thing, guys, is the fact that here you go. Now you got Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are still the president and vice president of the United States. What's the next couple of months going to be like with those two clowns? What are they going to do? They're not going to do anything.
I'll tell you exactly what they'll say. They'll send up Karine Jean-Pierre, and she'll say things like this.
I'm not going to get beyond that.
Or
I would refer you to the White House Counsel.
Or
I'll see you tomorrow.
Or she'll giggle. Talk to me. There you go. That's what they'll do.
Well, at least we don't have circle back Jen Psaki. She's still bubbling in her own bodily fluids, absolutely going crazy with Rachel Maddow.
My Lord. God.
By
the way, all those people on MSNBC just doubled their salaries.
Oh, I know.
They're going to get.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
They're going to get a huge ratings boost from the next 4 years.
Absolutely. Yeah. The Trump is the best thing that ever happened to the Democratic Party and to the media. What else would they talk about if Kamala Harris won? They would have to try to run their news conferences and try to explain what she said. That we've been spared that. She was incapable. Let's be honest. This is just facts. This isn't political. I'm not a right-wing zealot. I'm a common sense guy. And the fact that she was never able, including that last statement about voting on the prop in California that she actually put up there and then couldn't say whether or not she voted for it. She said, you know, I sent my ballot in and hopefully it's counted. And the bottom line is, she didn't stand for anything.
I love Venn diagrams.
Well, I do, too. You can go back and work on the Venn diagrams. Now, what's she going to do for the next couple of months? What do you think?
I love electric school buses.
Work on the school bus?
Well, she can come to Philly and take the entire yard full of electric school buses that are still rotting somewhere in a SEPTA yard, right?
Yeah, she could drive SEPTA. There you go. Work at McDonald's drive through. I don't know.
Maybe
go back
she
to California.
Can come and help build the Roosevelt Boulevard Expressway.
Yeah.
See, she could get a shovel. Remember when she and Dougie? By the way, what's going to happen to poor Dougie?
I know.
Dougie Fresh. Doug Emhoff.
Yeah.
I hope things didn't get. I hope he didn't get angry last night when she lost.
Oh my God.
I hope he didn't raise hands. I hope he didn't put hands on Kamala. You know, he does have that that background.
Now, see,
hopefully,
Nancy Pelosi's a little disgusted with you, Tony.
Why would you even cover that?
I mean, come on.
Well, we have to, Nance. And Nance and I were tight, you know. We were very close.
I saw that picture
in my San Francisco days. Yes.
All right, brother. Great
that
stuff.
That was back in the day. That was back in the day when I would look at people would look at the picture and say, "Wood." By the way, Nancy Pelosi, who's calling Trump unfit mentally, has just won another term.
You believe
she
it?
Just won another term. This is the party of the future. 83-year-old Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, and the rest of the relics that are now the face of the DNC.
Please don't bother me with such frivolity, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Tony Bruno, great stuff, brother.
All right, everybody, let's unify. Let's unify.
Get some
let's get unity
get
in the community.
Love you, brother. Enjoy it. We'll talk to you.
Love you guys.
There he is.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
There he is, Tony Bruno, live from Florida.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.